Monday, Shir, Ayin, Zayin.
The words of the Gemara "Kigoyin Pope Barabe" need a lot of hesper. They have Chamisha Shiyoshu al Safsa Lechot, Vebo Acher Veshvoi, If Belo Itu, Lo Eat Bar Yischayev, and if not, he's Potu. What is the Nafkamina, the size of the guy? It's not Nafkamina Be'etzem. My Nafkamina, who is that person? It's the sixth person that's coming sitting on the bench. And the bench breaks. The sixth guy is sitting on the bench, and the bench breaks. The Mele is Chayav. What's the nafkamina if he's Pope Barabe or not? The Tamil Rabbi Lutam Taki brings down one pshat, but it's Be'etzem Lav Dafke. Bederach Melitze. Bederach Melitze. He said Pope Barabe. It's Lav Dafke, it's not a pshat, it's a Bazundereps, a Pope Barabe. And Tesis brings down two pshotim. What is Kigoyin Pope Barabe? The first pshat is the Rashbam. The knock at Pope Barabe, if he should stamp the Yodom, who show the whole abom eil of Leishavot. He stamp Saf Sol also lekach. The have a kemeso machmas meloche. So val stamp the Yodom, the Saf Sol is show. So if it breaks, the mele is a ptur of meiso machmas meloche. It's the first time is a chidush and teisves. That is a ptur of meiso machmas meloche and odom amazik. Dehainu. I would think meiso machmas meloche is an example. A person takes a boat. He goes in the water and something happens. In the middle of the water, a fish breaks the boat. Meiso machmas meloche. He took an animal to go somewhere, and the place that he went, the animals Ari ate it. But the case of the Gemara is, he was seicher the animal to go Bahar, was a big sun, and it died. Or the river, the Gemara says, Nahar Pkoid, said he wants to go over that area, and he wants to go inside the river, to pass the river. Of them state, Meisom Achmas Meloche. Or if he has a din of Odom Amazik, b'shas that he's using it, he damaged it. He climbed on the chair and he broke it. He was considered Adam Amazik. Avdem state in Tesis that is also a ptur of Meisa Machmas Meloche. As they state in Tesis. So maybe if you're a Gemara and a Shoyel, if you took a Narget, okay, and he was digging with it and it broke. So Tesis said that is a ptur of Meisa Machmas Meloche. The Melech Zok Tesis, if the sixth person is not a Pope Barabe, so he's potur als meiso machmas meloche. This is the shita satesis. Aval pope barabe shu meshune vekoved meoid mishar bne yodom, stome ein shouloi. But it's a bench that is standing in the street or near someone's house. Stam bne yodom is a shor shlo midas, he lets people to use it. So if it breaks, it's a ptur of meiso machmas meloche. To pope barabe, it's not show. This is shita sarashbam. So the pshat, it's a little bit shver. The pshat, it's a little bit shver. I don't understand. Lama Zog in the prison is not Pope Barabe. And Lama Zog in most normal people let people to sit on their bench. But they let six people to sit. What? If it's a normal thing, so his stomach will not break. Why do you have to say that this person is a mishmash? I'll explain. Why do you have to answer that the sixth person, he's strange? He's not a strange, but it's over the limit of a normal bench.
Why is pashut?
The shalom belavi you eat. But the Gemara had a tzad that even the five people would break.
The bench can hold 400 kilos.
Again, the Gemara has a tzad that will break without him, with him. So the thought is, how much people are on the bench?
Again,
this person is not breaking the bench on his own. Already we explained in the whole sugya. He's not so heavy. Every person is fine. He's a little bit more. He's not breaking the bench on his own. The Gemara says it breaks when everyone's together his weight. So why he has to be a strange person? You write that a person lets people to sit on the bench. He lets regular people to sit on the bench. But there's a limit of people that are allowed to sit on the bench. Let me explain. I'm asking why to say the guy is strange. Send as a normal bench, and there's more extra people. Why to make people strange? Why to speak of people that are big? Why to mention names of people to make people say, I'm serious. This is the only way to explain. It was a normal bench, yeah, on a six bench downstairs, and there's more people sitting on the bench. He squeezed in. Why is Pshita? It's no. So he didn't understand this. Why is it Pshia?
Because we have.
Mimonim. What? And now why is not a Pshia? What? So you say that this person did not know that it would break when he came? I don't know. Does Papa Baba didn't think that it would break? I'm asking Akasha, what is this Baba Barabe? He's not allowed to sit. Baba Barabe is not allowed to sit on the bench at all. Five people are allowed to, he's not allowed to? Is this the case? Huh? Again, Taisa says in the beginning there was one Baba Barabe. Then Taisa will get. Taisa says, five people are allowed to sit on the bench, and if it breaks, they're not. And if it breaks, they're not chayev. Papa Barabe, the reason he's chayv and there's no ptur of meso machmas melocha, because he's meshune, and for him he doesn't have a right to sit on the bench. He's meshune and he doesn't have a right to sit on the bench. And the shaila is, all of a pshat, you can tell me maybe it's lav dafka. We'll see. That why Taisus had to say that the guy is meshune. Even if it's shol shel midas and everyone is allowed to sit on Yana's bench, let's say a person has a chair outside. He lets people to sit, but the 20 people pile on the chair. How about that he doesn't let the people to sit? So this bench was made for X amount of people, and was an extra one. The bench only has a place for six. I tell you, when I made a picture when I was a kid, they made a bench of 20 seats, and five people were sitting, and then six guys sat, and he doesn't have permission. You're picturing that there's exactly six seats, and but only 10 people on the Manavshach. Is a big place for this person or not? He's squeezing it or not squeezing it? The answer is, it's shoal to a limit amount of people, and it's not shoal for the rest. And mishuma it's mashma in thesis, and I don't know why. I'm just saying, yo, that other people are allowed to sit. And if this person with number six, also maybe you'll be allowed to sit. Maybe I'm his bear, I'm not saying it's bear. Only because he's Meshunadik, he doesn't have a ptur of Mesa Machmas Melocha. In a second, we'll get back to the Teisvis. Well, if he's a Tzorich Lema, that not only the sixth person was a Papa Barabe, all of the five people were a Papa Barabe. Akulukoi, all of the five people are Papa Barabe. Mini Bekrama Besomuch. Ilav have Yasmin and Puta the Kamina, Mashma di Mayonishma or Yuchayovi. In a second, we'll go back to the Hechach of Taisvis. So Taisvis is really meaning to ask a question. So Kigoin Papa Barabe is not only on one person Kigoin Papa Barabe, Lechura on everyone is Kigoin Papa Barabe. And everyone is Kigoin Papa Barabe. As is Mashma and Taisvis. And everyone is Papa Barabe. We'll get it in a second. But Mele. And we're skipping a little bit the cheshbonos of the Gemara. Umitoich kach potar arba bnei odom sheyoshu asaf salechot shel almona veshavu. Four people sat on a bench, and mistama they thought that you're allowed to, but they thought that they're not so heavy, and lemaisa the bench broke, and Rabbi Dutam Pater, Meisa Machmas Meloche. And it's normal to use it like that. Rabbi Bezriel Chiyam Nishalem, you write that it's normal. Adam HaMazik is Chayev, Afilu B'Shegen. But Melech Rabbi Bezriel was Mechayev, the four people that sat on the bench. He doesn't know. Rabbi Dutam, that lives like Rabbi Bezriel Meforosh, the Noket Papa Barabbe, Mishum Dekomo Maskone, the Koyche Kegufay Domi. ודווקא בו וברא בשהוא אודם כובד ומתוך כובד ומנום לעמוד אבל שר בו באודם שלקמנים כל כך ונסמיכוס ומעכבס מלעמוד יהיו נמי פה שושלו יומדו וכולם חיובי ולפי זה צריך לא אמר ורפו בעצמוי בולת ארץ מה שאיקשו וסולוי so רפו בבילי נו דמסקונב בסומך עליו שסתסיין הרי גמור אני גמור אספוק אליו so two פשוטי רשבם learns that but if it's not בו וברא בן they're פוטו And Rabbi Nutam and the Rambam and Rabbi Zriya learned that every person is chayev. There's no ptur of meisel machmas melocha here. The reason the Gemara said Papa Barabe to be the for them askonas a Gemara that he's holding them down. So before we go to the protim where we started, so the achronim are maimi that we have a machlekes, the four people like Rabbi Nutam and the machlekes Rabbi Zriya had with Rashbam. Four people sat on the bench of Almona and it broke. If the chay of a potu, the Rashbam says, shol shalom midas, the potu. Shol shalom midas, the potu. And Rabbi Zriel, Rabbi Nutam, learned the chay. What is the machlekes? What is the machlekes? They have a potu of shol shalom midas and not. So Rabbi Seinu wanted to say, three mahalchim of the machlekes, that the Rashbam holds that there's a ptur of meisu machmas meloche, and Rabbi Zriel, Rabbi Nutam, and the Rambam that there's no ptur of meisu machmas meloche. And the Rashbo is mashma, what is the machlekes? If stam safsol is show lechol bnei odom, if you have to get right, you see a bench. If you're allowed to sit on the bench or not. If it's show lechol bnei odom, or it's not show lechol bnei odom, the Rashbam learns it's show lechol bnei odom. And Rabbi Nutam learns that it's not show lechol bnei odom. But about the shemachleikas, the male is an ish b'seder that is using it. The male is chayv. The Yom Sheshleimer says no. Lekula alma you're allowed to sit on the bench. But if you're the first mahalach, stand bench you're not allowed to sit. So the Yom Sheshleimer, everyone is asking you're allowed to sit on the bench. The machleikas is when I'm allowed to use someone else's chayfetz. The marshal. You have a Gemara. Someone else's Gemara, you're allowed to use it. Shel Shalem Midas. People let to use this for it. You're not going out to the Halacha Shabbat. So you take someone else's Koivitz and you look inside. Again, I'm not, this is the Limud Veloy La Halacha. And when you look inside, you tear it. You have to pay or not. This is called Bedarach Gal Meisa Machmas Melocha. To learn in the Sefer, he has to learn. You have not to read. It's the Meisa Machmas Melocha. You have to pay or not. You didn't ask permission. If you ask permission and you used it like the derech, you have to use it. Say nechanami. Avada you potu. This is Meisa Machmas Melocha. If it's Meisa Machmas Melocha, you should write an answer to the protein. But if you're showing Shalei Midas, you have a ptur of Meisa Machmas Melocha or not? Zog the Rashbam, this is the machlekes. The first teretz learned, yeah. Even in a shoel shalom midas, you have a ptur of meisa machmas melocha. The second teretz learned, no. Shoel shalom midas, have a shoel. Shoel shalom midas, have a shoel. But, the Gemara says in a shoel, why is a ptur of meisa machmas melocha? He tells him, for this you gave me. I told you I'm taking the boat to go on the river. Don't tell me, but it broke in the water. I told you I need this for the water. Don't tell me, Yechayev. I took it for that. Shol Shalei Midas, he never gave it to you. So, Bemele, you don't have a ptur of Meisa Machmas Melocha. So, Nechliku, Shteh Tehutzim, if in Shol Shalei Midas, you have a ptur of Meisa Machmas Melocha, you don't have a ptur of Meisa Machmas Melocha. So, again, Lefi the Rashbo, Lekulam, you have a ptur, this Machlekes is, if you bichlal the guy lets. And Lefi the Yavshe Shleime, Lekulam, Shol Shalei Midas, you're allowed to use it. But the shayla is a ptur of meisa machmas melocha, or if it's no ptur of meisa machmas melocha. Zok Reblein Malin, I want to say andere pshat. And he says a geoinish etayla. Zok Reblein, If it's a shoyon and the guy has kinyon shaila, so why only the last guy is chayev? Everyone became shoyel, the one is chayev beonsim, and everyone is chayev. You're right that they could go back and sue the last person for breaking it. They could sue the last person that went and broke it. Aber lemaisa de chayev beachrayes. Lemaisa de chayev beachrayes. So everyone is a shoyel. If everyone is considered a shoyel, so everyone would have to pay. Why only the last person? All of them will have to pay. Why only the last person? Zok Reblein, Al Kol Choch, he's not considered a shoyel. Other Shoshel Midas is not really becomes a shoyel. Other in our case, he never picked it up. He only sat on the bench. So what is the Pshat in Tesis? Zok Reblein, Tesis means like this. Every shoyel that is potur and meisel machmas meloche. Why ain't a chenami mihilchoy shoyel his potur, but he's other mamazik? Why is potur? Every shoyel. You're right, machmas meloche, I'm not chayev. But Adam be'oines is chayev. So why is not chayev? Every shoyel, we say, meisel machmas meloche, the shoyel is potur. Why the shoyel is potur? Why the shoyel? But he broke it in his hands. Adam amazik. Answer, don't stop. Answer. Shoyel is chayev ba'onsi. Machmas melocha, I'm not chayev ba'onsi. But now I'm odem amazik. I took your shear and I sat it and I broke it. If I go to your house and I sit in a shear, I have to pay if I break your shear. So I came to your house, you let me to sit on the shear. You're right, as hilchis shoyel, I'm potu. But hilchis mazik. Why am I not chayev hilchis mazik?
What? It's not an animal, the animal gets.
I didn't kill it. I sat on the bench, a chair, it broke because I sat on it. You come to someone's house, he gives you a chair, you break it. Ain't a chenami behilchis shoyel. It's meisa machmas melocha zok reblei. Aber behilchis mazik. Odo muid loilom. The teretz is a new yisoy. If you let what? Oh, val you let me. When you let me, is no parshev mazik. So Tesis doesn't mean midin shoyel. Tesis doesn't mean midin shoyel, Zok Reblei. It's only a moshel. Zeh shtei tam rabbeinu tam. It's a moshel. Azei vishoyel is potu machmas meloche because he lets. Val this person lets. Val this person lets to sit on the bench. Val he lets to sit on the bench. B'meile you're not chayev. Meimas mas meloche, he's only a moshu. Hazei zog, it's only a moshu, zog Reblei. Hazei shteit in Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, v'havi kedim yoim. Now, vos had the second man d'omar? The second man d'omar holds that the p'tur of meisu machmas meloche is not because you let. It's in ishto azap p'tur. Val you koine b'shaile, so it's yours, and you're allowed to do to it what you want, in the range that they let you, but they let you to use it. So b'meile you potu, not because he gave you permission. The etzem it's yours, and you have to return it. But this and this I'm allowed to do. So it's mine, and I'm allowed to use it. I just have to return it. B'meile, this is only if I have kinyan eshayla. And here, for sure, is no kinyan eshayla. So again, so Reblei learns a vada, he's not a shoyel by us. The horaya, they're not chayev ba'onsi. So he doesn't have a din shoyel by us. So lefi the first teretz of Tesis, says the pshat together, meimus machz malocha is p'tuf and parha shoyel, and that's odom ha-mazik, is odom b'rshus. And it's not doesn't Hashem Mazik. The second teretz there is the reason you potur is not because Adam Bershus. The reason you potur is because you have kinyon eshayla that patur you. The mele here is no kinyon eshayla. Zok Reblei, if you want to hear it, you could chap. So Alamo, you have to have an afkemine. Zok Terazay, there's a nesivus that says that the aloch is matne shemer chinom liyus chayev kishem asocho. Matne shemer socho liyus chayev kishoyom. What if a person says, I'm giving you this chayfet, but the tnai, that even if it's meichel's machas melocha, you chayef. I'm giving you the hammer. I'm giving you my MP3 to listen. But even if it breaks Machmas Melocha, I want you to pay. I don't know, you come back. I want you to pay B'chol Oifen. Zog the Nesivis, you can't be Mischayev. You can't be Mischayev more from Shoya. You could make Kinyoni. Nein, Hashem Mechinam says, look after it, but if it gets lost, you have to pay. I can give a Shema Socho, there's no Ptu Ansi. But more from what the Torah said, you can't be Mischayev. Zog the Blei, what would be if I'm saying, but if you break it, I want you to be Chayev. Zog the Retztole. Lefi the Rashbam, then you could be Matne. Because the reason you potur is not mitzad hilchoy shoyel. If you broke it, the ptur is because Adam Mazik birshus is potur. I'm telling you, I'm not giving you rishus. Mashaengen, if it's mehilchoy shoyel that you potur, so maybe you can make it tonight to be mechayev. Say it. This is that. This chayv is of shmir is a mazik, but in his own mazik is a ander mechayev. That's the hilchus shoyer shepoy. Two different zach. So now let me get misuda. So klapi the taste alein, without trying to explain the sugya. Without trying to explain the sugya, we have two drachim. Although we speak about Pope Barabe because without that they have reshus. Masha'inken, without the Fide Rabbi Nutam, we don't need Papa Barabe, everyone is chay. And we ask that technically we don't understand exactly the status was that on Papa Barabe everyone has reshus, only Papa Barabe doesn't have reshus. Aber as they state in Tesis. I want to be mamshich inside the Tesis. Lom is in Tesis inside. Meforesh Rashbam denokat Papa Barabe lefishel estam neyodo musho lachol abo meilov. כי סתם ספסו לא עושה לכך, והיה וכמי זה מחמס מלוכה. אבל פה בברבא שהוא משונה וכובד משארת מיודם, סתום מאין שואו לוי. ולפי זה צריך לומר, כי גוין פה בברבא, אקו לכוי. All of the five people were פופס ברבא. Why? מדיקו אומר בסומוך, דה אומר לי, אילב עד, אבי יסבינן פורטה וקיימינן. משמע דימויו נשבר או יהיו חיובי. What is the riot from Tesis? Taisa says, "Lefi Rabbi Nutam, people that are not Papa Barabe, I don't have to pay." The Gemara says that we're talking a bench that will break in 2 hours. So why their potur and his chayev? Because they tell him, without you coming, we would get up before it would break. Mashma, that if they would not get up, they would be chayev. So Taisa says, but they're not Papa Barabe. Not Papa Barabe is not Chayev. Mashma that these people are Papa Barabe. You asking for the Tesis? You asking for the Tesis? I don't understand it. I will start. The first question. The Balabat Shekasha first. I don't understand. People are sitting on a bench and in 2 hours it's going to break and they're not Papa Barabe. And they sit and they sit till it breaks. The potu? They know it's going to break in 2 hours. So a person has a bench, five people come to the bench, they know in 2 hours it'll break, they sit till it breaks. Meisa machmas melocha? Don't be passing like this. I'm allowed to sit on your bench and break it? I'm allowed to sit on your bench and break it? It's made not to break. The Bailim doesn't mean that everyone can sit and break it. But the Bailim is masking that the Oilam will break his bench.
That's not smocha.
That's a day. They're sitting on a bench and it's about to break in 2 hours. Is it sad that they're allowed to stay on the bench? They're allowed to stay there? So what is it? I don't understand. I'm speaking on the case of the Gemara. Tesis brings down the case of the Gemara that it's about to break in 2 hours. State in the Gemara why they potu, because they tell him without you we would get up. Mashma that if they would not get up, they would be chayev. For Tesis, why the chayev meisa machmas meloche? What do you mean why the chayev? If the bench is about to break in 2 hours, they have to get up?
talking about
stamina
bench.
Stamina bench holds no. I'm speaking on the bench of the Gemara that is going to make it wrong. Not what Baba the Gemara. The Gemara says the bench will break into. Look at this. No. You didn't learn the days. I have only one answer. That these people did not know that the bench is going to break. The people did not know. I'm going to say chiddush now. Al kolchoch echom nishkin sofe. Moish echom nishkin sofe. Echom nishkin sofe. That these people did not know that the bench will break. What? They didn't know. They think that it's a very strong bench. Chazal know that the bench will break, but they don't know that the bench will break. And if they would sit, you have a tzad not like that.
Yeah,
you have a tzad that they know that the bench will break, and Taisa said that they're allowed to stay. Chob nishkin sofik. A chob nishkin sofik that you could pass the such a psak that they know that the bench is breaking, and they're sitting there and they're saying meisa machmas meloche again. Again, the Gemara says that it's going to break in 2 hours. Zog the Gemara, they're telling if you would not come, we would get up. Frek Teisves, much better if they don't get up, they're chayv. Listen.
And Papa
Rabbi
doesn't
want to
sit in the bench.
Papa Rabbi is not He's not allowed to sit on the bench. Look, Taisa. Look, couldn't Taisa though.
Why would you sit down? Why are you saying you guys should have stood up?
Taisa says people have permission to sit on the bench, and even if it breaks, they're potu. This is the Taisa. Even though it breaks his potu. I asked the first kasha why they have, and if the guy is not Papa Baraba, he's also potu. I asked the first the ore, that by me is a shtikul lehore. Lechura, if he's a sixth guy and he sees the bench is very crowded, lechura, he doesn't have to be Papa Baraba to know not to sit. This was my first the ore, and you told me, ichweis, I don't know what is the answer. He said, we left that kasha. Now I'm asking you a new kasha. Taisa says that lefi chav Papa, we talk lefi Rabbeinu lefi Rashbam has to be, and Be'etzem Taisa means to ask it as a kasha, not kigoin pope barabe, kigoin popes barabe. Lechura, not only one is pope barabe. You have to make that all of the people are pope barabe. Why? So Taisa says because the five the Gemara state that the five people that are sitting, if they would stay for 2 hours, it's mashma that they chayev. It's mashma that they chayev. If they would stay there, it's mashma that they chayev. Why the chayev? Why they're not allowed to stay? Lechuret showed to them. Al kochor the Papa Barabbas, they have to jump up. I'm asking, I don't understand. They're not allowed to stay because they know that it's going to break in 2 hours. Lechuret Taisa state that these five people would be allowed to stay. So I understood, if I don't want to say Teiris again, that they're allowed to stay even at a break, because again, but out Teiris. The Gladkeit is, if they know that it has to break, for sure they have to get up. I said again, this is Teiris already. That you and me and everyone, I said, this is when you say Teiris. You want to say, because we don't know who broke it, so everyone's allowed to stay. I said, this is. Why did Gamichai? They broke the bench. I said, you don't know who the Mechayev is. And everyone says that the other one. I said, this is Teiris already. The Pashtus Advorim is if five people know that they break it, they Mechayev to get up. I heard it. So, Mikol Mekoyim, so state in Teiris that what? State in Teiris. That these five people, I understood to Arayin Zetz, the Teiris, that the five did not know. And then we have a shaila, if the five don't know, so they're not planning really to get up. But the answer is, even that they're not planning to get up, but it's not called that the bench is broken, because they could get up. The bench is about to break in 2 hours. They don't know. If they would stay in 2 hours, they would be potur. But even so, it's not why the second guy is not the second guy is chayiv. I say that it's already broken because it will break in 2 hours. They tell him, if you would not come, we would get up. Not that they really planned to get up. We could have gotten up in 2 hours. The mele, the bench was not broken yet. The mele, you're a chayiv. This will be the pshat. Tesis will learn in the Gemara. I'm asking, it's very mechudashtik. Pashto is the pshat, they're telling him we were planning to get up. Of a violent, if he tastes, we have to be mind me the Gemara. That they were not planning to get up. That they didn't know. I mean, to say that they didn't know. So, Mistama, they were not planning to come up. But beyond this, the Gemara thought that it's called broken because it's about to break in 2 hours. And they're answering him, it's not called that it's going to break in 2 hours. Why it's not called it's going to break in 2 hours? Because we could get up. So the bench is not about to break yet. So b'meile, when you sat and you broke it, b'meile you chay. We'll go weiter. Fregen de Lomdim. Who told Tesfus? Tesfus says that the reason he has a raya that all of the five people are popes barabe, because state in the Gemara that they're telling him that we're about to get up. Mashma lu yitzur, they can't, they're not about to get up. Lu yitzur, they can't get up. They're chayev. So we see that if they would stay, they're chayev. This is the raya from Tesfus. Right? Fregen de Lomdim, Lama Zogim, they're not about to get up. They can't get up, they're not about to get up. And even so, they're potu. Because it's Mesa Machmas Meloche. We have a bench that is about to break in 2 hours, and these people are not planning to get up, and they can't get up. And even so, we will decide that they're potu. Why they're potu? Because Mesa Machmas Meloche. But the second guy will also be potu. Because the bench is about to break anyways. Why if the bench is going to break in 2 hours, why the second guy is potu? Because the first people are chayavim? Because the bench is broken. If a people are sitting on a bench and it's about to break in 2 hours and they can't get up. They got glued on, they can't get up. In 2 hours, the bench will break. And he comes and he sits. He's chayav potu. These five people are Mesa Machmas Meloche, the potu. And he comes and he sits now. He's chayav potu. Potu! The bench is about to break anyways. My COVID. The bench is about to break anyways. If five people are sitting on a bench and they have a right to sit and they're not planning to get up and they can't get up and in 2 hours it will break. If belav iu itbar, my COVID, Zog Rashi. He didn't do nothing. Again, but it's not ikshat the mixos niskoy. Lemaise, the whole hezek came machmosum. The whole hezek came machmosum. So the frage the lomdim. So the whole raya from Tesfus is a schwache raya. What Tesfus says? Again, Tesfus is miskash in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is maimid that he was a pope barabe. Zokta l'chur, all the five have to be pope barabe. Why? Because the Gemara says that be'etzem. It's going to break in 2 hours, but why the second guy is chayev? Because they have to get up. Mashmah, if they don't get up, they're chayev. So we said first, we don't understand. Even if they're not Papa Barab, if it's going to break. This is what our question was. Poseidon, we answered. But now we're asking a different kasha. Tesis is merchiach that these people are Papa Barab because it's shaitan the Gemara that if they would stay, they'll be chayev. Just because they're getting up, this is the reason he's chayev and they're not chayev. Maybe if they would stay, they would also be potu. They're planning to stay, so it's going to break anyways. So the mele is potu. You write that there will be potu as meisa machmas meloche. But he's also potu. I'm asking you, lemaise. Five people are on a bench, and they sitting there and they can't get up. It's not lemaise to get up. It's going to break in 3 minutes. But meisa machmas meloche de potu. He comes and he sits under. What happens now? About his potu. Even if they're not chayiv, he's potu. So where was mashmat the taste first that these people are chayiv? Midrash. And even if he tastes that everyone is a shutef, it means that everyone is the fichelkoi. Not that everyone is chayiv the whole thing. Again, if he tastes what the Gemara says, Mike Ovitch, he means a chaylik.
Right, but they're all
tested. Again, so, but he's not chayv the whole thing. The Gemara is only asking a kasha, Mike Ovitch. The Gemara is discussing why he's chayv. Ari, it will anyway break because of them. Tasis decided that will anyway will break because of them, but they will be chayv. Like Tasis, why they'll be chayv? They're not puppets. This is Tasis kasha. Why are they chayv? They're not puppet barabbas. They don't have to be chayv. But if it will break because of them, he's potu. One will say the lotion was mashma to Tasis. No. This is Tasis. Now, I want one more hour. And here's a big machlekes. Tasis is clearing, we said, this raya from Tasis was a very shvache raya. I have a better raya. It's often a gemara that all these people are papa barabe. The gemara finishes, that he came and he sat down, and the gemara asked Akasha, v'lei melehu, why you didn't get up? Why they have to get up? They're not papa barabes. V'lei melehu, why I'm chayev? So the Gemara, he held him down. He didn't let him to get up. But the Gemara, he asked the Kasha, after that he came and he sat on the bench, why he doesn't answer back to these people? Why you didn't get up? Why they have to get up? If they're not Papa Barabbas, they're allowed to sit on the bench. So what? Can't hear. So why do they have to get up? It's shown to them, they're allowed to sit. They don't see the break. No one sees breaking here. If they see breaking, we said we don't see breaking. Papa Barabbas comes and sits down. He says, why you did not get up? So you want to say that if it's one Papa Barabbas, everyone has to get up? That if it's one Papa Barabbas sits on the bench? Again, I would say it's shown to everyone. For you it's not shown. But if you see one person using it Shalei Kedin, you have to get up.
Why is
Shalei Kedin?
No one sees it breaking.
Not Shalei Kedin breaking, Mishtameh Shalei Kederich.
No one sees it breaking.
Again, why Papa Barabbas is not allowed to sit?
No one sees it breaking.
Again, so why Papa Barabbas is not allowed to? Because Shalei
Kedin. This
was not the first time. This was not the kasha.
No. Go back. This was not.
Listen. The kasha was not. Taisa says Papa Barabbas is strange. He's not allowed to sit. No shach is the breaking. He's not allowed to sit. So Papa Barabbas is not allowed to sit on the bench. As Isaac Taisa says, ain't no show loy. It's not show to Papa Barabbas. So now we were mechadesh that if Papa Barabbas came, they have to jump up, and the achronim are mesupik about it. The fishitas ateisus. If Papa Barabbas came, if they're mechuyev to get up or not. Or not? They have a right to sit. Again, if it's breaking or not, we don't know. But the shaila is, why Tasis, when Tasis was looking for rayas, that all the people have to be big because they have to get up, and if they don't get up, they break it. This was the whole Tasis. And he brought a raya from the Gemara that we were very misupik if it's a raya or not. Why didn't he bring a raya from the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara says that he tells them why you are not getting up. If they're not Papa Barabbe, lefi the Rashbam, they're allowed to carry on sitting. Vice versa, when one Papa Barabbe came, no one is allowed to sit. If this is the pshat, if one Papa Barabbe comes, no one is allowed to sit, so they didn't have to say that you have five Papa Barabbas. It's enough that one of the guys on the bench is a Papa Barabbe, no one is allowed to be there. As Masha and Tasis before, that only if it's five Papa Barabbas, they have to get up. Taisa says that all of them are Papa Barabbas. Why all of them are Papa Barabbas? Why do you have to say that all of them are Papa Barabbas? Even if all of them are not Papa Barabbas, even if one of them is Papa Barabbas, they have to get up. Not close. Again, is Epsom a shmoes though? I don't know what is exactly the mashmoes, but it's kilu the mashmoes and Taisus. That for the people that they're allowed to use it, they sit here in Be'ashkit v'bitcha. This was mashma at the beginning of Tesis. They don't make cheshbonos. The person that is not allowed to sit, he's the problem. And then again, I'm asking, so it's very shver. So even if it comes a papa barabe, he's meshune. But they're not mechuyev to get up. And the bishim shat. Lama zan the hemshach ha-gimor. Lama zan the hemshach ha-gimor. Frank the gimor. V'su leke v'oike. Hode tanya. Hiko asor obne odom. Be'eser makles. Hiko asor obne odom be'eser makles. Ben bevasachas, ben bezeh achar zeh v'meis, kulom pturim. Rabbi Yudim v'besei ro'im v'bezeh achar zeh v'ach v'nchayim v'bnei shekir v'smisosot. More b'ktol aloi komayir, b'yisei v'plukto aloi komayir, v'kmin de loike rebi, the loike rebi v'ge rabbonon mukminen, ki Rabbi Yudim v'besei ro'im v'loike rabbonon loi mukminen. So we have a machleikis rebi v'rabbonon b'yiko asor b'nei odom bezeh achar zeh. Ben bevasachas, ben bezeachas, zeh v'meis. Kulom pturi. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseiro imer, bezeachas, zeh, ho achro in chayev. Bezeachas, zeh, ho achro in chayev. So the machleik is bevasachas lekula alma yupotu. Vasachas v'kula alma yupotu. The machlekes is bezeh achar zeh. What is the machlekes? So when you see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's mevoyer like this. It's three chetimtos. If you kill a treifa, a guy that doesn't have simonim, doesn't have lungs, lekula alma yupotu. If you kill a goises bidei shomayim, lekula alma yuchayev. The machlekes is when you kill a goises bidei odom. Rabbonon hold that you potu, and Rabbi Yudah holds that you chayev. Rabbonon hold kol nefesh, and it's not called kol nefesh, when it's goises bidei odom. And Rabbi Yudah holds kol nefesh, kol duhu nefesh, and you chayev. Zog de gemore, alibe de Rabbi Yudah, we have a chetimtze, v'chsharti miktsas niskoy. Alibe de Rabbi Yudah, we have a chetimtze, v'chsharti miktsas niskoy. What is the case? The second case, not asor v'vasachas. Bezeh achar zeh. Why it's called Ichsharti Miktsas Niskoy? L'chur it's a pasuk. And Rabbi Yudah is mechayev and Miktsas Nefesh. Rabbanon hold you have to kill kol nefesh. And Rabbi Yudah hold you chayev even on Miktsas Nefesh. So if Rabbi Yudah is mechayev afilu on Miktsas Nefesh. So l'fi Rabbi Yudah you chayev even on Miktsas Nefesh. What does the Shaykh has to say? We have a chetimtze v'chsharti miktsas niskoy chavti betashlumi kol niskoy. Now the pshat haposhet is avada rabbonon hold you have to kill a full person. This is not a person. He's already dead. Rabbi Yudah holds it's called a person. But lemaisa, you're not the only one that killed him. Lemaisa and killing him, all of the people were mitztaref to the killing. So while all of the people were mitztaref to the killing, everyone is a part of the maisa killing, you write that you finished the killing, but you call the chsharti miktsas niskoy, chavti betashlumi kol niskoy. Dainu, the gather of the gzeras hakosuv is not, and I will explain it in lamdash words. I could have said that the gzeras hakosuv is, if you see this little bit and you step on it, you chayev. So then it's gzeras hakosuv, that even if you kill a little bit, you chayev. So no shechas the chsharti miktsas niskoy. The gzeras hakosuv is when you kill a person, you chayev. A miktsas person is also a person, but you didn't kill him yourself. Everyone else killed him together with you. The gzeras hakosuv is not specific that if you take a little bit of a person and you kill him, you chayev. Then it's no shechas the chsharti miktsas niskoy. Hashem said, if you take a person that is left epis and you kill him, you also chayev. Hashem said, if you kill a person, you chayev. And there's another person that this pasuk, that this is called a person. Aber lemaisa, this person was not dead only because of you. He's dead because everyone together. His misa is because everyone together. Those are the machlekes. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseiro holds you chayev, and Rabbanon hold you potu. Zog de gemore, tu tirutzi. Bemisa loikomayri, ubeplukta loikomayri. two terutzim. Other we didn't want to speak about Misa, other we didn't want to speak about a plukta. So the Marsho fragt the kasha. Stam bepshat. Fragt the Marsho, Tesis in Amud Aleph said, and Dibur HaMaschil Vesu Leke, Vim Toymar, Ki Ruch Lelichshe Velezil, Stam the Tane has a list. Vesh Loymar, Mishum the Dochik Leuk Memasnis and the Loike Rebbe, Oike Rapope Vele Misa. The reason the Gemara was looking for a chetimtze is because it's doichak leami de loike rebbe, or it's doichak leukme bemise. So what the Gemara wants now? To leukme bemise and in the machleikas? And you explain why the Gemara is asking v'su leke v'ike? All to tane keruch lelezi v'lezi? And Taisa says because it was doichak leukme bemise, in a mean it was doichak to be maimid the loike rebbe. Zog de Marsho hazeh, that when the Gemara asked Misvore, Einach Nami, you have to have reasons. But when it's a Braise Lehedye, then you can ask the Kasha Stam why the Tana doesn't bring down this Braise. But mainly you don't have to have reasons. Now, there's two Inyonim here that I want to mention. It's a Rashi. Rashi says, Pturim she'ein yodua al yadei mi ne'erak. And what Rashi is going? Pturim she'ein yodua al yadei mi ne'erak. Not b'zeachar ze. Rashi is going b'vasachas. So why the potu b'vasachas? She'ein yodua al yadei mi ne'erak. What do you mean ein yodua? What is the pshat she'ein yodua al yadei mi ne'erak? What is the pshat she'ein yodua al yadei mi ne'erak? What?
Even
called the Bible Messiah. And you do a Neherag. What do you mean, Neherag? You don't know who killed him. Why you don't know? Everyone together. Not this one. Everyone together.
We don't know which one person.
Why? All the ten hit him together.
So
some learn Pshat and Rashi because he Efshal Letzamtzim. Maybe one was first, one was later. Some say maybe one hit stronger, one hit schwacher. Rabbi Peretz says there's another reason. Lefi Rabbanon, and Azay Rashi says in Sanhedrin, all of them killed together. Taki, it happened together. But even so, everyone only killed the mikzas nefesh. When I was killing him, someone already took away a part of his neshama on the other side. So b'meile, it's mikzas nefesh. Lefi Rab Yudah ben Beseire, you have to come to a new teretz. And what is the teretz? Other ein yodua. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, ish amar rachmone velo yishnayim. So you have two reasons why when 10 people hit together, you potu. Rashi Bayel says, because we don't know, and this could be a reason, Sayle Rabbonon, Sayle Rab Yudah. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, no, alibi de Rabbonon, you potu, zog abinu peretz, because it's mikzas nefesh. Alibe the Rab Yudah ben Beseire, why you potu? Isho marachmone velo yishtai. Where is the nafkemine? Zok Rebaruch Ber, it's a Rashbo later on. What if they took one big stick and they hit them together? The chayav potu. 10 people took one big stick and they hit one person and they killed them. The chayav potu. If you learn if you're Rashi by us, the chayav. David, here you can say you tell. You can't say, and you do a miyarogoy. Kula morgoy.
They each did it with the
tziruf. So Rashi just said different terrors. That even if they get it, they did the tziruf. Rashi Bayos is mashma, that the reason they potu, not because you can't be mitzar of them, because we don't know who killed. But Lu Yitzuya, we know who killed. Again, this is the Or and Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz says the reason they potu alibu the Rabbanon mixas nefesh. But alibu the Rabbi Yudim b'seir lemoshul, all of them will have to be chayiv. The reason the potu is so Rashi and Sanhedrin is a drosha. Isha marachmone echad velo yishtayim. So zok Baruch Ber, what would be if 10 people take a stick and they hit together? Is a Rashi and Mem Gimel on that? Baruch Ber has a tzad that all of them are chayiv, but I'm not going out to the chiddush of Baruch Ber. But b'svor is zok Baruch Ber that it's totally the two terutzim. If Gufulim Pshatim Rashi Ein Yodua Mi Arogoi. Maybe I'm first, he's first. So Mechai Gav Me'avada Yuchayim. But if the Ptur is like Rabbi Leperat says, Nefesh Velo Miktsas Nefesh, everyone is doing a Chaylex, he's doing a Miktsas Nefesh, or like Rashi and Sanhedrin, Isham Arachmone Echot Velo Yishnayim, so Mechai Gav Me'avada Yupotu. So Mele, it's not time that Rashi Bayos is one reason, and Rashi Bayos learns that if they were a bit together, you'd be chayev. You'd be chayev. Only if you have a meal of Ish Velo Yishtayim. And I want to explain, even that if Lama Zogin and Shabbos, two people that do a meloche are potu, and Ritziche, while the meloche is to kill Yemen, as if two people are mazik, both of them are chayev, so if two people kill a person, there's a svara that both have to be chayev, really. Even in Aveiris, could be when two people do Aveiris, you can be chayev both, but here you chayev. No, let me send the taste this. Kulam pturim. Bezeh achar zeh. Ubayesh barishon kedei lehomis. Dekshein bay kedei lehomis, afilu lerabono na'achru in chayev kedei muchach beperek kol ha'nisrofi. If 10 people hit, everyone gives a bang, ein be kedei lehomis. And the last person gives a makah sheyesh be kedei lehomis, avada de achron is chayev. Frek de shita mekubetzes. So you're telling me that even if you're rabbonon, if 10 people hit, and it's not makah sheyesh be kedei lehomis, and the last guy gives a makah sheyesh be kedei lehomis, is chayev. So we have a chetim tzev ichshartim miktsas nisko, even if you're rabbonon. Azeve lefi Rabbi ben Beseira. 10 people give makash and misa, and the last one gives his chayev. It's called ichshartim miktsas nisko. So lefi Rabbanan, you also have echetim tzev ichshartim miktsas nisko. 10 people gave banks, and bekedei lehomis, and the achron will give a makash sheyesh bekedei lehomis. So the achron will be chayev. Azeve zok teis. What? Ichshartim miktsas nisko or not? A minute. Zog the Rosh, who asks the Kasha? The Shita Mekubetzes B'Sem the Rosh, and he says, Azei V'Bor Tes En B'Kidei Lehomis, and the guy adds a Tefach, and it's called Shalti Mitzas Nisgoi. These people made a Hezek, En B'Kidei Lehomis. I will explain to you. A person is a very strong person, yeah? If you give him a bang, nothing will happen. But if you beat him up, his mamish very shvach, but he can die. Then with one little bang, you can finish him, right? As if Malchus. The Gemara says the Sanhedrin, when they give Malchus, they have to count. The first one is, the last one could kill the guy. So you have a shot to make this miskoy. Kmoy beboyer. The first person did 9, and the last one did a tefach, and you call it a shot to make this miskoy. And the Shita Mekubetzes answers one line. Zog the Shita Mekubetzes. בשם הגיליה זה לא יחושי ויחשרתי מקצס ניסקוי וסו אין להסביר. It says it's no shaykhs, and the world says like this. What is the kash? As I Yitzi is right, what is the shaykhs? Why is it called Hsharti Mikzas Niskoy? Oh, but the Rosh says Maishno Mibo. The first person made Tess Yesh Mekidei Lehozik, and the last one does Dov Mise, and it's called Hsharti Mikzas Niskoy. So why here, the first people beat him up, the last person is giving a clap with their clap. And again, like we said, it's B'day Shomayim, like we said then, if it's a Boshel Hefker and Yad, Avad Yechayim, it's not called Echshar Demikzas Niskoy. Over here, when people did it, why are you not called Echshar Demikzas Niskoy? So Reb Nochem said like this. He said, when you have a boy test, and then you make a boy yud. So you're right, the cow cannot die in test. And Yud, it could die. So why it's called Bichshalti Miktsas Niskoy? We mentioned it a couple times, that if the other person didn't do Golnish, it's not called Bichshalti Miktsas Niskoy. When you kill a cow, it's a different if you kill a cow or you break his leg. You kill the leg, then you kill the stomach, then you kill his head, you kill his blood. It's the same thing. They did a Miktsas, and you did much more, Zog Reb Nochem. By a person, The chiyuv nisa and the chiyuv nezokim is like Taisa said in the Mudalef. If the boy ain't boy a huge boy, but it can't be mazik because it's wide, and you add a little bit, you're not called a shalti. Why not called a shalti? I only did two inch. Without the first guy digging of a vial before it's gomish, you're not called a shalti. This is the shverket of the sugi of shalti. The shverket of the sugi of shalti. Here also. The lehazik klepi misa is gomish. The Rosh has the kasha from boir. Why boir lehamis tisho, and the other lehazik tisho, and the other one is called rishalti. So Rashi says the whole time roiva misa, roiva misa. Legabi nezokim, it's called roiva misa. Even though it's a new level of hazik, aber klepi hilchis retziche, it's bichlal nishken rishalti is nishken. I just want one more zach though. We will not manage to get into it because I think it's Shitas Rambam here, but we'll have to leave it in our mizgeres. Rebbe Ochber asks a kasha. So the same Rebbe Ochber in Siman Yud Aleph. And if you misamik in it, this is, he says, Lemaise, what will happen if the last person will not hit this guy? He's about to die eventually or not?
For sure.
So why the last guy is chayev, Micah Ovid? We saw in the sugya before that if it's about to be burned in 2 hours and you do it now, it's Micah Ovid. This was the sugya before, Malva Bechavilo. Again, a goy says with a shomayim, we said a rila. It's not mitzin gavre kti lekter, we're going without ktzeis. Lemaisa, this person is about to die in 2 hours. Now, Bochber says, if you ask me, I will not be medame misa tuchshati as niskoi, and I will learn that it's an andere sugi. I don't have a problem bichlal to mechalek tzivishin mechayvim, if chayv misa, it's averes, it's lavim, it's loisirtzach. But mishuma, our sugi decided to forget about that retzicha is different, and she found the element, at least in the sugi there, that is the same lomdes of tuchshati as niskoi. The whole lomdes that we're going already, the whole time, this is the whole lom, this is the whole Rebbe Ochber that was very close to us in the beginning of the sugya. That if something is going to break in 2 hours, even if I do it before, I'm chayim. The same thing we said on the bench. Just we explained, the bench, but they could get up, so it's not called that it's happening. But this was the lom, this is the like actors. If this is the lom, this, that something that is going to happen later, the second guy is potu because we say Micah of it, so why the second guy is chayim in the retzicha if you're Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bezerra? Why the first one is potter will be chal? It's another shmuz. We didn't go into the whole rabbinu b'serev rabbanon. Why the first person is not chayev? It's a sugi in Sanhedrin. After Madgish, it shows mentioning it. Stop. All the sugi here is behel and bichlal. Why the first person is not chayev? The guy is about to die in 2 hours. Why the first person is not chayev? But this is Sanhedrin. It's not mikramenu here. It's a whole different sugi. But zogdim b'ochber. Forget about the lomdes. Shteit in the gemara that it's a tzushtel to ichsharti. We're doing it b'ktzor. But it's against the whole shir of Rebbe Ochber. So you have to see the simon of Rebbe Ochber after the whole shtickle that was mamish klor to explain marbe b'chavilo, mamish to answer the ktzois, we explain tzavzor, zog Rebbe Ochber, but when you come to the last sugya of Nezikim, of Misa, the whole sugya falls apart. So Rebbe Ochber says the Torah, maybe we'll mention it, but tomorrow we have to go by it. I almost had it.